With Theater Talk on WBFO, this is Jim Santella.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
Did you see my cousin Corinne in Facebook?
What's she up to on Facebook?
They're celebrating 10 years of Mamma Mia.
Oh, my goodness.
She was in a lineup, but she sent a bunch of pictures to us. There was one where she's with six or seven other females, and you can tell they're all dancers because they all pose with the knee tucked in and bent a little bit.
And posture.
Oh, they've got great posture. My mother would love the posture that Corinne has.
Well, you are referring, of course, to me being in New York, where I did see another famed Broadway dancer.
Cheetah Rivera.
Cheetah Rivera, who opened in The Mystery of Edwin Drood the other night.
Tell everybody how old she is and what she's doing.
Well, she's 79. She'll turn 80 during the run of this show. She's playing the Princess Puffer in The Mystery of Edwin Drood, which is based on Charles Dickens' final novel. He didn't get to finish the novel, and so no one knows the outcome of the mystery.
Wasn't Drood just at the Cavanocchi not too long ago?
Yes, this season, and Debbie Pappas played the Princess Puffer, the role that Cheetah is doing now. And she's doing the kick line, doing the dancing with everyone else, and just got a lush, loving, adoring, rapturous review from the New York Times. Of course she did. She owns Broadway.
A little closer to home, 2012, End of the Road. It's a world premiere of the play by John Elston, directed by Scott Baron. And those two just go together like ham and eggs.
They do. They work together very frequently. And from this, John is culling the tabloids. It is the end of the Mayan calendar in December 2012. And apparently some people think that this means that the world is going to end just before Christmas. Oh, well.
No, because this December is going to be really very good and a lot of luck because it has five Saturdays in it. And that's supposed to, according to the Oriental calendar, be very good.
You're talking to someone who's not superstitious at all. I will say Macbeth in the theater, except that it's, you know, I do respect tradition.
I wouldn't do that because
I see
knock on
knocking
wood.
But the play is, it's kind of a parody of the 1970s disaster pictures. And even as I said that, those were self-parody, weren't
yes,
they?
Yes, they are.
In this play, it is the end of the Mayan calendar and a cast of characters, and they have, you know, all of the inevitable types. There's the scientist with the heart condition. There's the Jesus freak who thinks that this is his moment. There's the narcoleptic teenager and her overprotective dad. There is the junior manager at the Hardee's restaurant, and they are trapped in a rest stop on the New York State Thruway.
Who has the Leslie Nielsen part?
It doesn't shake out exactly that way, but there are a couple of candidates for that role. And it's like those disaster films that the individual parts are in some ways more fun than the whole. He seems to be unable to get a handle on where this should be going, what the underlying theme is. But the little stretches of time along the way are fantastically entertaining.
Sounds like they're doing sketch comedy in part.
Yes, sometimes, and sometimes it's very serious. We even have people turning into zombies. It's it's quite fun. And I will say, even looking at some things that could use development, at the end I felt I had had a very, very good time.
Well, let's use zombies as our point of departure and move on to the BUA's The Irish Curse. That begs a lot of questions. Which Irish Curse?
Well, this is a play by Martin Casella, and the Irish Curse in this case refers to men who have a small endowment. Can I say that in morning radio?
A small endowment.
I'm not referring to their finances.
I understand that.
Yeah, men who are concerned about how they measure up. It's a total myth, but the men in this play are concerned that the curse has destroyed their lives, and they're in a support group in a church in New York City. And these five men come together, and it is a ridiculously funny comedy, but the serious underpinning is the discussion of what we think about masculinity, what we think about body image, and it is delightfully told. This has been a well-celebrated play from New York to Los Angeles to the Edinburgh Festival, and it's called The Irish Curse, and it's got a nice cast under the direction of Drew McCabe down at the BUA Theater on Chippewa.
Closing, a couple of blackguards and God's Favorite.
The first at the Irish Classical Theater, Andrews Theater, and the latter up at the Lancaster Opera House.
With Theater Talk on WBFO, this is Jim Santella.
And I'm Anthony Chase.